the feast of the most holy body and blood of Christ. Well, looking around, it is very clear to me that none of you is old enough to remember when this feast was called Corpus Christi. And it was always celebrated on a Thursday. But no matter what it's called, no matter when it's celebrated, this feast celebrates our awesome privilege of receiving Holy Communion. Before we get into the homily, allow me, please, to address any of us who come to Mass, but for whatever reason, do not receive Holy Communion. Perhaps you've had an abortion. Perhaps there are some rules and regulations of the church that you consistently violate. Perhaps there's something from your past that you just can't seem able to let go of. Perhaps you haven't been to confession since George Washington was president. Or at least it seems that long ago. But for whatever reason or reasons, you think that you can't come to Holy Communion, please consider talking with a priest. When you talk things out, you can almost always work things out. Okay. Now, we'll take a look at how receiving communion has changed somewhat during my lifetime, and perhaps during your lifetime as well. We used to receive communion kneeling. Now we receive communion standing. We used to receive communion on the top. Now, most of us receive communion in the hand. It used to be that only priests and deacons could distribute communion. Now we're blessed with laywomen and men doing so. Used to be that we received communion under one species. Now we can receive the consecrated hosts and the consecrated wine. Well, these changes might be a little bit obvious, but other changes have occurred that are more subtle. It used to be considered that receiving communion was strictly between me and Jesus. My mother, God be good to her, taught us that for the first 5 minutes or so after receiving communion, we were not to talk to anyone except to Jesus. Receiving communion, of course, is very much between me and Jesus. Very much so. But we realize now that receiving communion is not only personal, which it is, but it's also communal. When I say amen, to the body and the blood of Christ. My amen does not mean I believe. It doesn't mean that. My amen means I accept. I accept within me Jesus, and I accept within me all my sisters and brothers, because Jesus is within all my sisters and brothers. When I receive him, I receive them. Communion is truly communion. One with. That's what the word means. One with. One with Jesus. One with my sisters and brothers. Confession and communion used to be linked together. My first confession was the day before my first communion. I guess the sisters didn't want me to sin between confession and communion. One of my uncles told me that even though he goes to Mass every Sunday, he receives communion only once a year because he hates going to confession. So he goes to confession only once a year, and he thinks that the only Sunday he could receive communion would be the Sunday after he went to confession. Thank God that flawed spirituality has changed. Communion and confession are two wonderful sacraments. Communion and confession are two separate sacraments. We realize now that receiving Holy Communion is not a reward for our good behavior, but rather it's necessary nourishment for our journey of life. At every Mass, just before we receive Holy Communion, we say, O Lord, I am not worthy. Then we receive communion with great joy. The feast of the most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, the feast where we celebrate our awesome, awesome privilege of receiving Holy Communion. Dear Jesus, for any of us, for any reason, who are not receiving Holy Communion, please grant us the grace to correct that. Dear Jesus, for any of us who are receiving Holy Communion, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.